We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Joyful viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 87 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Virang, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero, and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Channel 38 on Cableva TV. In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. in Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilang County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Aztec Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhanur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Union donates 5.5 million euro for prosperity development in Mauritius. In eco-news, a plan to save the largest lake in Honduras is formulated. In education news, a Syrian province commemorates the literacy achievement of its citizens. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 24th, is the birthday of Nobel Prize-winning physicist Dr. Li Chun-Dao, born in 1926 in Shanghai, China. Along with his colleague Dr. Yan Chen-Ning, he demonstrated that the conservation of parity, a natural law that was thought to apply to all events, did not hold true in every case. The finding led to new discoveries about the nature of matter and the universe. Dr. Li and Dr. Yang shared the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1957 for their outstanding work. Dr. Li's numerous other accolades include the Albert Einstein Award in Science, the Galileo Galilei Medal, and the Science for Peace Prize. Our sincere thankfulness, Dr. Li Chun-Dao, for your important scientific achievements. We wish you a very happy birthday, celebrated with cherished ones.
Flying news. Continued flooding in Colombia prompts state of emergency, with record-setting torrential rains this season that have now claimed at least 150 lives, Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos has declared a state of emergency in 28 of the country's 32 departments. The heavy precipitation, which meteorologists have associated with the weather phenomenon of La Niña in the tropical Pacific, has afflicted 561 municipalities across 80% of the nation and rendered 1.3 million people homeless. Most recently, a mud avalanche in the department of Caldas isolated 14,000 people without water. As the nation's relief capacity is overwhelmed and more rains are forecast, President Santos has called on the business sector, the public, and the international community to help.
On November 20th, Supreme Master Qinghai had offered $20,000 for urgent supplies, an amount that could acquire $101,000 in materials purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in Colombia. Sending her wholehearted sympathies and prayers, she asked that our association members please go, if possible, to help the most vulnerable.
Our appreciation, Your Excellency, and all organizations and personnel working to assist the Colombian people, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her caring support. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we pray for the protection of the storm-stricken as we strive also to lessen such disasters through our kinder treatment of the ecosphere.
Families flee northern Philippine volcano. More than 500 families were evacuated on Sunday, November 21st, as Mount Bulusan in Sorsogon province spewed an ash plume up to 2 kilometers into the sky, and the region was shaken by a series of at least 12 volcanic earthquakes in the next 24 hours. The displaced residents from the heavily affected towns of Irasin and Juban sought shelter in evacuation centers, and the government sent relief workers to assist. Meanwhile, a crew is working to remove volcanic debris from blocking the nearby river. Thus far, the volcano's eruptions, which began on November 6, have affected more than 13,560 people. A level 1 alert and a 4-kilometer radius danger zone remain in place around the mountain.
Expressing her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please check with the local governments to see if help is needed and to go, if possible, to offer aid to the afflicted families, adding that funds for emergency supplies are available. Philippine officials and relief personnel, we are grateful for your efforts to ensure the safety of the vulnerable, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving concern. As we wish the affected residents a speedy resuming of their regular day-to-day lives, may our gentler stewardship of the earth help alleviate such volatile events.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Miners trapped in China all rescued. On Monday, November the 22nd, crews working in the Ba Tian coal mine in southwestern China's Sichuan province were successful in saving all 29 miners who had become trapped when the mine suddenly flooded on Sunday morning. The initial accident affected 22 men, with a team of seven led by Deputy Mine Manager Chang Wonhui and General Foreman Zhang Hong Liang, who had rushed to help them but were then also unable to escape. Emergency crews dispatched by the government worked to drain 4,000 cubic meters of water in order to access the mine. The miners were then quickly lifted to safety and were all above ground within 1 hour, where they were greeted by a cheering crowd as they were transported to receive medical treatment. A big bravo and our grateful thanks for the swift actions of Chinese officials and the rescue team that saved precious lives. Wishing all 29 men a smooth recuperation and many celebrations of life with loved ones.
New discoveries bring better understanding of antimatter and black holes in space. Recently, researchers from the University of California, Berkeley in the USA, using the Large Hadron Collider at the European Nuclear Research Center, or CERN, in Switzerland, announced that they have successfully generated and observed hydrogen antimatter atoms containing the mirror opposite structure and behavior of their normal hydrogen counterparts. This first-time-ever achievement could help illuminate certain long-standing scientific mysteries, such as why antimatter exists in smaller quantities compared to matter. The observable universe is said to have come into being due to this difference, as antimatter and matter normally cancel each other's existence.
Meanwhile, astrophysicists at the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, have reported the observation of what may be a very young black hole. These invisible regions in space are known for their gravitational pulls, which are so strong that even light cannot escape them. This new black hole had its beginnings about 30 years ago, when a very large star 50 million light years away exploded and then collapsed in on itself. Since then, NASA scientists studying the area have detected X-rays that they believe indicate the early formation of a new black hole, as well as its activity of consuming matter. Research lead Dr. Daniel Padnord of NASA stated, "If our interpretation is correct, this is the nearest example where the birth of a black hole has been observed."
We join in excitement about these new steps forward in physics, European and US scientists. May our appreciation of the wondrously rich universe we inhabit continue to expand.
During a recent video conference on October the 3rd, Supreme Master Qinghai revealed rare spiritual knowledge of the astronomical realm, including black holes.
They are the recycled garbage headquarters. After they recycle, anything too bad will destroy, and whatever good can be reused, it will be reused. And a supermassive black hole is an incredible digestive powerhouse to digest all this bad energy that human beings or any being generated, so that hell people suffer less. Many planets will be lenient and prolong the time of destruction. If it has to be destroyed, they will prolong it because they keep cleaning. But sometimes human beings do it so fast, they could not even clean it all so fast. And they are only allowed to clean so much according to the merit we earn as a human race as a whole. You and I included.
Find out more fascinating information about the cosmos and its relevance to our lives. Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai at a later date on Between Master and Disciples with multi-language subtitles.
Chinese Vice President concludes African tour. In official visits to the African countries of South Africa, Angola and Botswana, Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping attended and was a keynote speaker at the 10th Forum on China-Africa Cooperation, after which he traveled to Angola on Friday, November the 19th. His meeting there with President José Eduardo dos Santos culminated in 19 new agreements to enhance bilateral cooperation in economy, culture, health, and education, including 60 annual scholarships for Angolan students in China. On Sunday, Vice President Xi was greeted in Botswana by Vice President Mompati Merefe, where the two signed three accords that included China's donated pledge of $6 million to go towards infrastructure and energy development, as well as other collaborations in fields of culture, trade, and addressing climate change. Our respectful accolades, Your Excellencies of China, South Africa, Angola and Botswana, on your amicable exchanges and beneficial cooperation. May your relations continue bringing steady advancements that benefit all your gentle-hearted citizens.
Ellen DeGeneres and others celebrate the lives of turkeys for the U.S. holiday with the support of animal welfare organizations and individuals such as U.S. television host and vegan Ellen DeGeneres. More and more Americans are choosing to save lives this Thanksgiving by adopting the traditional bird from shelters such as New York-based Farm Sanctuary. Ellen DeGeneres has also provided viewers with information through her website, www.ellendegeneres.com, and has invited vegan chef Roberto Martin on her show to demonstrate how to make a delicious and completely vegan Thanksgiving dinner.
As a spokesperson this year for Farm Sanctuary's Adopt a Turkey project, Ms. DeGeneres is encouraging people nationwide to join in a new seasonal tradition by adopting a turkey instead of eating one. President and co-founder of Farm Sanctuary, Jean Boer, said, "The important thing to realize about the Adopt a Turkey project is that it's not about giving anything up. No one likes cruelty to animals, and when people learn about what happens to turkeys on factory farms, the decision to skip the turkey in favor of compassionate, plant-based options is an easy one to make."
A big thank you, Ellen DeGeneres, Farm Sanctuary, and all others for your awareness-raising campaign. Indeed, may more and more people celebrate a life-sparing Thanksgiving and all days of the year through the choice of healthy and humane plant-based fare.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and/or production:
rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer.
Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
U.S. Navy rescues Iranian sailors. On Thursday, November the 18th, personnel on the USS Oscar Austin spotted a life raft containing two Iranian sailors in the Persian Gulf, just outside Iranian territorial waters. The U.S. vessel crew provided the two civilian mariners with food and water and then escorted them to be safely received by the Iranian Coast Guard. We are glad to know of the cooperation between U.S. Navy and Iranian Coast Guard, as we thank the Navy personnel for their helpful efforts in assisting Iranian brethren. May the two sailors be warmly reunited with loved ones.
Save our planet. Egypt faces rising sea levels. Dr. Suzanne Khalif of Egypt's National Institute of Oceanography and Fisheries states that climate change in the Middle Eastern country is already occurring at an unprecedented pace. Rising sea levels in Egypt's second largest city, Alexandria, have caused beaches where some residents played as children to completely disappear. In Rosetta, more than 58 meters of coastline have vanished every year since 1989.
In addition, while entire communities in Alexandria and the fertile Nile Delta are in danger of being displaced by flooding, an even bigger concern may be the contamination of groundwater as salinity from the ocean intrudes into underground reservoirs. In a country where food prices have already sparked unrest, officials say salt water could begin quickly contaminating agricultural land. Current forecasts of a rising Mediterranean could affect the more than half of Egypt's residents who live within 100 kilometers of the coast. Despite the nation's overall greenhouse gas emission levels being lower than 0.6% of the global total, the Egyptian government is making efforts to decrease them, with officials carrying out regular inspections of industrial areas.
We thank Dr. Khalif and colleagues for this update on the climate-related predicament being faced by the Egyptian people. Our prayers that all the world's citizens act in unison to swiftly adopt planet-saving lifestyles.
During an October 2009 video conference in Indonesia, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the potentially tragic consequences of climate change while highlighting the quickest route to avert them.
The threats imposed by global warming are more than imminent. They are already here. As you can see through many disasters, upheavals, climate refugees phenomena around the world. It's the rising sea levels as well that force people to lose their homes, their ancestral home, to go begging elsewhere. Losing also their dignity, losing everything, not just physical possession, losing their loved ones as well. How do we stop these alarming changes? We have to halt the meat consumption and the livestock raising, the number one cause of global warming. So, please everyone, plant veg, be veg. And we can go green later when we already save the planet.
Save our planet. On the occasion of America Recycles Day, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency calls for increased efforts from the public to help reduce greenhouse gas emissions and preserve the environment.
Save our planet. Indonesia Maritime Police rescue 87 endangered green turtles from illegal capture, successfully releasing them back into the wild.
The vegan cook, here with my lovely wife, Ju.
And I'm also following the healthful plant-based diet, where two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
Today we have a tip from much-loved Supreme Master Ching Hai.
If you just use the leaves from mint, basil, and similar herbs, you can put the twig in a glass of water till the roots spring out.
Then replant it in the garden or in a pot indoors or on the balcony.
our many thanks for ever caring Supreme Master Ching Hai for this wonderful suggestion.
And thank you, gentle viewers, for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around the globe.
Humanitarian news, the European Union donates 5.5 million euros for prosperity development in Mauritius. The funding will be used to support non-governmental organisations in increasing access to education for children in disadvantaged areas and enhancing women's rights. In addition, the contribution will help to improve economic opportunities for groups in need. Our heartfelt gratitude, European Union, and heaven bless your generosity. May the gracious people of Mauritius derive much benefit and happiness from your kindness.
In eco news, a plan to save the largest lake in Honduras is formulated. Government, community, and environmental organizations have collaborated to prepare a bill for the Honduran Congress focused on rehabilitating and cleaning up Lake Yuhoa. The volcanic lake has a 416 square kilometer area of drainage, extending through the three departments or provinces of Coimayagua, Cortez, and Santa Barbara. Our sincere appreciation, all groups involved, for your earth-loving efforts. May we soon see a pristine Lake Yuhoa evermore enriching the landscape of beautiful Honduras. Up next on Noteworthy News, Syria honors 88 women for gaining literary skills. We'll go be alone with God for a short while. Be back soon. More good news when we return, here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, knowledgeable news for a well-informed world. In education news, a Syrian province commemorates its literacy. First Lady of Syria, Mrs. Asma al-Assid, honoured 88 newly literate women in Tartus on Syria's coast with certificates of appreciation. It was also a celebration of the province becoming the fourth completely literate one in the nation. The achievements reflect the President of Syria, His Excellency Dr. Bashar al-Assad's belief that knowledge is the cornerstone of comprehensive development in the country. Our earnest thankfulness, Your Excellency Dr. Bashar al-Assad and First Lady Asma al-Assad, for your commitment to bettering the lives of Syria's citizens. Also, warm congratulations to the women honoured in Tartus. May your newly developed skill bring you much joy and many bright tomorrows.
Let's enjoy some humour with a joke told in Nepalese entitled The Secretary.
एउटा हाकिमले आफ्नो निजी सचिवलाई उनले दिनभरि गरेका गल्तीहरूका बारेमा सम्झाउँदै थिए। त्यसै बीचमा सहन नसकेर निजी सचिवले भनिन्, छेत्रीजी 5:02 गइसक्यो र तपाईले मेरो आफ्नो समय लिएर मलाई नै चिढाइरहनु भएको छ।
And now for our viewers' heartline on The King & Co, an epic drama written and directed via remote control by Supreme Master Ching Hai on enlightening entertainment.
出戏将现代社会上最普遍存在的问题以史诗的手法铺陈，却用最戏剧化的方式表达，让所有观赏者耳目一新。编剧以写史诗的高度文学素养，将皇帝与百官的大主题作为精度，以王子与金姑的爱情故事作为纬度。串联烟、酒、肉、毒品造成的人性扭曲变形，作为各个故事的情节，借以提供观赏者醒思与警惕。难能可贵者，每一集都高潮迭起，毫无冷场，而且每集都让人捧腹与开怀大笑，使观众在潜移默化中得到启发，太精彩了。很希望能看到更多这样的作品，谢谢你们，好爱丽敬上，福尔摩沙台北。
Elevated How, your warm note is much appreciated. We also love Supreme Master Ching Hai's The King and Co with its very profound and uplifting spiritual message. May divine light illuminate you and the high-thinking people of Formosa or Taiwan.
Do you have a heartline today?We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May you be graced with heavenly love and wisdom.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Jolie Pitt Foundation, created by Hollywood actors Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, donates $150,000 to SOS Children's Villages USA to support its care for orphaned and other less fortunate children.
To help in continuing peace talks with Palestine, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu asks his Likud party to support a 90-day settlement construction freeze in Palestinian territories.
Two Chinese central government agencies, the State Administration of Cultural Heritage, or SACH, and the State Oceanic Administration, or SOA, sign an agreement to work together closely in protecting underwater relics and archaeology.
Farmer Lue Ottman from Mal's village in Syria's Idlib province, who received an overpayment of $2,300 while selling his village crops, returns the money to the Agricultural State Bank immediately after discovering the mistake.
The British government announces plans to cover tobacco cigarette displays in stores as it seeks especially to protect youths by making packaging less appealing.
Thailand's Prime Minister Abhisit Wichachewa reaffirms the government's anti-abortion stance and calls on the Ministry of Social Development and Human Security to foster values among vulnerable groups that prevent illegal abortions.
Brazil celebrates Black Consciousness Day, paying tribute to the many contributions of people of African descent and honoring the life of Brazilian hero Zumbi dos Palmeiras, a 17th century human rights activist devoted to freedom and justice for all individuals.
Held for the first time in Taoyuan, Formosa, or Taiwan, the 47th Golden Horse Awards for Chinese language movies honors filmmakers and stars from China, Hong Kong, and Formosa.We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details...
Please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.